So what Rav Barav is saying is that we don't have to say the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, but rather they could go according to Rav Yehuda. Yeah, now the Gemara Vaitis says, no, this is not true. Rav Barav is like wrong. The Gemara Vaitis, Salka Daitoch, if you want to tell me that Midas Rav Yehuda, that the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rav Yehuda Shita, Mizbeach Piyem Tzazor Mimishkachas Lei, can you tell me that the Stam Mishnah of Midas holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that the Mizbeach was Mamish right smack in the middle of the Azor? Is that true? For Yotanan, we learned like this in the Mishnah of Midas. For Yotanan, Kol HaAzorom, the whole length of the Azorom, Hoy Sa'orech Meyo Ushmoinim Visheva. He's all the three Azores, the Ezras Noshim, Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Kanim, the Ezras Gedolom. It was all 187 amas long. Al roichiv meyo shloishim mechomish. It was wide 135 amas. Yeah, then it says, min ha-mizroch lemariv meyo ushmoinim v'sheva. Now it's saying from mizroch to mariv, that's the length of the mizbeach, the length of the Beis HaMikdash, was 187 amas. Now how do we have that? Mokom drisas ragli Yisrael, he's the Ezras Yisrael, that was Yud Aleph Amma. Mokom drisas ragli kanim. Then you have the ragli kanim, which was another 11 amos. Mizbeach was shloishim ushtayim. The mizbeach now, as soon as you came after the yud aleph amos of the ragli kanim, the ezras kanim, then started the mizbeach, which was 32 amos long. Bein ulam ulam mizbeach. Now, in between the ulam and the mizbeach was esrum ushtayim. Was 22 amos. For yehechol kuf amma. And the Heichel itself was 100 Amis long. So far we have 176 Amis. In other words, according now the Azorah means this is like the Machne Shechina. The Machne Shechina started from the Ezras Yisrael, as before we said the Ezras Noshim, that was 135 by 135. Now we're counting how long the Ezra, the Machne Shechina was, which started from the Ezras Yisrael, which was 11 Amis, then the Ezras Kanan, which was another 11, then you had 32, the length of the Mizbeach. Then you had 22 up until the Heichel. So that's 76. And now you have 100 of the Heichel. That's 176. The Yud Aleph Amo Achurei Beis HaKaporis. And there was another 11 Amis in back of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, in back of the Kaporis, which together it came out to be 187 Amis. Now, Min HaDorim Litzofen, what about the width of the Beis HaMikdash? Min Adorim, from north to south, the width of the Beis HaMikdash, Meya Ushloishim V'chomish. It was 135 Amis wide. Now, what do we put in between this 135 Amis? First of all, you have the HaKevesh V'ha Mizbeach. The Mizbeach and the plank going up to the Mizbeach was Shishim Ushtayim, was 62 Amis. As even though each one by itself was 32 Amis, so it should have been 64, but two Amis overlapped. So far we have 62 Amis for the Mizbeach and for the Kevesh. Now, min ha-Mizbeach le-Tabois, on the side of the Mizbeach that had Tabois, there are different rings there, a bunch of rings, that they used to put the head of the animal, b'shas they made the Shrita. So in between the Mizbeach and the Tabois was Ches, was 8 Amis. So that's 70 Amis so far. Mokum ha-Tabois, how wide was the place where they had the actual Tabois, the actual rings? That was Esrim v'Yarbo. It was 24. So far we have 94 Amis. Min ha-Tabois l'Shechonis, in between next, on the side of the Tabois, the rings, they had tables there, which they used to wash off the pieces of the meat from the Korban. Now, min ha-Tabois l'Shechonis, Arba, was 4. So that's 98 so far. Now, min ha-Shulchon l'Nensin, between the Shulchan and the Nensin, those were sticks that they had hooks on it, which they used to hang up the pieces of meat from the Korban, was Arba, was 4 Amis, excluding the width of the Shulchanis, was another 4, so that's 102 so far. Now, Min HaNensin al-Koysel, from where these hooks were, where they used to hang up the pieces of meat, till the wall, to the Koysel Azora, was Ches, was 8, so that's 110 so far. Now, the Hamoyser, so we still have 25 left over, was Bein HaKevesh L'Koysel. The leftover 25 was a little bit was for the place between the wall and the kevish of the Mizbeach, Ulmakam Hanensin, and the place of the actual, they had these hooks, the Makam Hanensin, in between them, it was 25 Amis. This is how you get the 135 Amis, the width of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is a Stam Mishnah in Midas. Now, vi salko daitach, if you want to tell me that Midas Rabbi Yehudihi, that the Stam Mishnah of Midas, goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, Mizbeach b'yemtza azor mimishkachas lei. How could it come out that the Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azara? Horubah the Mizbeach b'dorim koi. The way we just cheshbin rois right now, that the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, they were all on the Dorim, on the south side of the Mizbeach, and there was only a little bit between the wall and the Kevesh. That's all. So it comes out that Rove of the Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash. And not like Rabbi Yehuda says, it was mamish b'yemts in the middle. B'dorim koi. So more ends off, elolav shema mina from Eretz Araya, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov hi shema mina. That we have to say the Stam Mishnayis in the Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Azara. And this Stam Mishnah here in Midas, when it says the Cheshbon is exactly where the Mizbeach was, it's mashma roib of it was on Dorim's side of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if the Stam Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda, we had the original kasha before, why did the Stam Mishnah say that the bottom kaisel of the Mizrach side had to be low and not high? It was only elevated 19 and a half amis. So there it is, the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Shito. That he held there was another three milas there by the Duchin. So it was another amr and a half tall. So therefore, if the bottom wall would have been high, the Kohen cannot see through to the Pesach Shel Heichel. Therefore, it's very good that the Stam Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. All right, now we'll see the Rashi's here. Yeah, Rashi says now, HaKevesh Ramizbeach. Rashi says before, B'lei Pirish Achshav Mokam Ponish Ben Kevesh LeKoysel. Right now, it doesn't explain how far on the side was the Kevesh away from the wall, from the southern wall, Shel Azorah. Well, the Sefer Tunnel at the end, it says, like it was those 20 extra 25 Amis was divided between that and the Nensin. The Yachshav Moina Boilach Min Hadorim Litzofen, that Min HaMizbeach L'Tabois, Kavuyim B'Karka Beis HaMitvachayim, they had a lot of rings there on the floor of the where they used to shech the animals. She B'Tzofen HaMizbeach, She Noisnim Ben Savori Behemis, they used to put the neck of the animal, Kishe Shechtim Kodshe Kadoshim Sheshchitosim B'Tzofen. A Kodesh Kadoshim, the Shkita had to be on the north side, so they used to have these Tabois, these rings there, where would they put them? Now, after the rings were the Shechonis, Shaleya Madichin Korve Kodeshim. They used to wash off the insides of the Kodeshim. Nensin, Amudim, like poles, Nemuchim, Atkuyim, Bekarkov, Yunkulias, Shalbarza, Kuyim, Bem. They have like hooks made out of metal coming out of them. Shabhem, Taylor, Mesabhem, Lahavshit. They used to hang up the meat there before they would skin it, take the skin off it. The Hamois, now the leftover, Mimeyo, Shleshim, Chomish, from the 135 Amis, Shalor, Nimnakan, Umokim Ashrachonish, Lehutzvech Lefarish, Shiroch from the first Pasefi Cheskel, Oysumaydiv Chalkeyo, Chetzib Ladurim, Minakevish Lekoisel, this left over between the Nensin and the Koisel, the Chetzil Umokim and Nensin. Half was for the, in between the Keves and the Koisel, and half was for the Mokim and Nensin. So it comes out clearly, according to this Tam Mishnah of Midas, that Ruba de Mizbeach Badurim Koi, the Feminian Zeh, Shrechatzi Rechav Hazor Shishim Vashiva, exactly smack in the middle of 67, Vachatzin Hef Amis. When you go the other way, let's start from the north side to the south side. First you add the Mokim of the Nensin, Shemoin 8, Menanensin Lashachonis Dalit, Hare Yud Beis, Mokim Dalit Shachonis Duetzel Zu, and Apokos Medal Lis 4. Then Hoyu Chesh Shachonis Gadam Bashkolim, Nisun Dalit Brosh was 4. So there were 17, Hare Tez Zion, another 16. Umishom Lita Boyis Arbo. Harei Chof, you have 20. Umokim Atabois Chavdal Harei Mem Dalet. Menatabois Lemizveya Ches Harei Nun Beis. Umokim Hanensin Yudamis. Umach Tushuchat Yodif Hanishim. So the kids, when you go start counting from the north side down to the south side, you see before you get Kamat halfway, you do not have the Mizbeach there. The Mizbeach was first Kamat Rovavit was on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly, the Stam Mishnah of Midas does not come out according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we're back to the first Teretz. How do we answer? How does the Stam Mishnah of Midas go? It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shittam. So therefore, that was the terrace to the first Gemara's Kasha, that there's no steer exactly where was the Lishcha, where they used to keep the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid, even though the Mishnah in Tomid says it was Tzvainis Marovis, and then in the Mishnah in Midas it says it was Marovis Droimis. There's no stira, because the Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Stam Mishnah in Tomid, that's the Stam Mishnah, not according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Therefore, there's no stira. Yeah, just the last Rashi again on the Yud Zayin. The Gemara says again, El Olam Shema Mino, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shema Mino. It's a right that the Stam Mishnah in Midas goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rashi says, what? Therefore, you could not see through the Pesach of the Mizrach, the Pesach of the Heichel, because it was covered up with this extra Milo, Lebe Mizbech, not with the Mizbech. Why the Shamina the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? We know that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shitari, the Perish Lishi, the Yom HaKulam Mizbech B'Dorim Koi. The whole Mizbech was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash, not the Yemsa. Therefore, the Stam Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The whole Chatzi Chalala Pesach Megula, and the whole Chalal, the opening of the Pesach of the Pesach Shel Ulam was opened up. Said Rashi, the Ikashi, he asked a question, Heichim Tuch Mestam Namidus, Aliba Hakadis Tesla in the Stam Mishnah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hoshamina Mehos Tomo, Sheuchal Amis Beach, Shev Amis Betzofen. The Cheshbim we came out so far, the seven Amis should be on the Tzofen side. Yeshuchal Amis Beach, Shev Amis Betzofen. According to the Cheshbim who just came out, now the Mizbeach should be seven Amis on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shit, there is the whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side. So Rashi says, you can answer that also. It's like this. With the Cheshbim we said so far, we said there was a 25 Amis left over. So far we wanted to divide it in half and say like 12 and a half was from the Kaisel to the Kevish, and 12 and a half for the Nensin. And according to this Cheshbim, if you have 12 and a half for the Mizbeach, then it comes out seven Amos of the Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kashur is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it says the whole thing was on the Dorim side. So Rashi says, HaKochachochin Meforshim. This is the way you can answer according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That before the Cheshmer was, Hani Eschim Mechamish Amos, we had 25 Amos left over. Sha'atanoi saying, Shein ben Akebis Lekoisil Elo Chomish Amos. I tell you, just put 5 Umachts and a half Amos. Just out of those 25, just take 5 and a half Amis, was between the Koisel and the Kevis. Now the Akevish for Yahamizbeach was Shishim Ushtayim. So what do you have together? Yahamizbeach Kula Bedarim Koi. Then you have 62 and 5 and a half is 67 and a half, which is that was exactly smack in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, or the widthwise. Therefore the whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you could say. The Kula Kenegadem Tsoya Zoro, the Yamoisa Kula Mokam Hanensin, and the rest of the 25, the other 19 and a half, that you could put on the Mokam Hanensin. That's the way you could answer, so everything comes out very good according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That the whole Mizbeach Tak was on the Dorim side of the base of Midrash, and therefore comes out good that the Stam Mishnah of Midrash comes out according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Alright, we'll stop here.